Across generations, his roles have been iconic.
You're going to learn to say your name. Let me hear you say it. What's your name?
Kunta. Kunta Kinte.
It's not fair, Doc. I've never seen a rainbow.
Take a look. It's in a book. A reading rainbow.
LeVar Burton is here. He's known to millions of people as the host of Reading Rainbow, also the star of the original Roots, Geordi LaForge on Star Trek The Next Generation. He's also the host of a new podcast, LeVar Burton Reads. LeVar Burton, welcome.
Thanks, Todd. How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. It's been a few years since we've had you on the show.
Yeah.
What have you been up to?
The business of Reading Rainbow, making good on the promises that we made during the Kickstarter in 2014. We raised about $6 million to expand the digital footprint that we had established with the relaunch of Reading Rainbow. And we were able to, thanks to the success of the Kickstarter, get from the iPad to other devices, Androids, Kindles, the web, and develop a product specifically for teachers to use in the classrooms, an EDU product that I'm really, really proud of.
So there are millions of adults, hopefully lots of them listening to us right now, who've spent a lot of hours with you over their lifetimes and in their childhoods with Reading Rainbow. They're big readers now, just as you intended, right? That was the point.
That was the point.
And now you have your podcast where LeVar Burton reads, but it's not for little kids.
No, this is content for adults. I've been asked many, many times over the years. My wife has hounded me relentlessly. When are you going to start creating content for adults? And I'd had my eye on the podcasting space. And during the last 5 years, when I've really been focused on this business of Reading Rainbow, I discovered last year that I just really needed something creative that I did simply for the joy of it. Hi, I'm LeVar Burton, and this is LeVar Burton Reads. In every episode, I handpick a different piece of short fiction and read it to you. The podcast is what came out of that desire.
Tell me what it's like. Tell me the kinds of books that you choose and what it means to read to adults.
Well, I'm a huge fan of short fiction, Todd. Read a lot of it and started reading short fiction when I was a kid with Ring Lardner and O. Henry. And my love of short fiction has really carried over into my adult life. And I wanted to share that love because I think short stories are really, they're not easy to write. To have a compelling, tell a compelling tale with a beginning, a middle, and an end in, 30, 40 pages is no small task. And so there's a certain mastery that is inherent in the best of short fiction. And so what I do is I pick a short story for every episode and I read it.
Mrs. Whittaker found the Holy Grail. It was under a fur coat. Every Thursday afternoon, Mrs. Whittaker walked down to the post office to collect her pension, even though her legs were no longer what they were. And on the way back home, she would stop in at the Oxfam shop and buy herself a little something.
We sweeten that reading with some tasty music and sound effects and create sort of an immersive experience for the listener.
You have spent thousands of hours reading for kids, that kind of performance.
Mm-hmm.
How is it different reading for adults?
It's not really. It's
I mean, that's it.
It's the same. Everyone loves being read to, I believe. And part of the pleasure of this podcast for me is that we seem to be reminding adults that, my life is so busy and I've stopped reading, and this reminds me either to read more or to just enjoy literature in some way, shape, or form. And that's pretty cool.
Get some storytelling
into
your daily routine, in other
right?
words.
Right, exactly.
Look, in some ways it's easier to read than ever before. You can take your Kindle with you. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
In other ways, we're distracted, I think in ways that are obvious and maybe not reading as much.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you think we are now?
We're in uncharted territory, I believe, because of the reasons you cited. We are obsessed, addicted to these devices, and that genie's not going to go back in the bottle. That ship has sailed. And yes, along with the technology comes an ease of use and a convenience that is unparalleled. I carry a library around with me on my iPad. That is a miracle to me. Never before possible in the history of humanity have you been able to carry around as many books as I do, as we all do, on our digital devices. And that's just something we're going to need to adapt to in terms of how do we continue to conduct ourselves in a civilized manner, to continue to respect ourselves and respect the space of others while we have these devices in front of our faces, oftentimes at the exclusion of all else.
When you do the podcast, LeVar, are you reading off an iPad or from the printed word?
Printed word.
From the book?
Mostly, yes. Although look, I don't care if you're reading from a digital device or from a printed book. I simply want y'all to read. That's my deal, okay?
So in a lot of ways, it strikes me, LeVar Burton, this new podcast, I mean, this is a library for your ears, right? Books on tape aren't new. Anybody can get that. You can't necessarily get LeVar Burton reading it to you, which makes you feel like that Reading Rainbow kid all over again. And I think maybe that's what a lot of us love about this. But this is sort of a library in your earbuds, maybe.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's snackable content. The stories range from, 35 to 45 minutes. So on a commute or while you're doing the dishes, you can listen to a story and get lost in the storytelling.
There was a small metal finger ring, unornamented, tied to the handle of the lamp with brown twine. "Actually," said Mrs. Whittaker, "on second thoughts, I think I'll just have the book."
The podcast is LeVar Burton Reads. He's here to read to you as an adult. This is not Reading Rainbow, or is it? I'm not really sure. LeVar Burton is the host of it. He's also the actor who you know, the star of Roots, Jordy LaForge, and our friend here on The Takeaway. LeVar Burton, thank you.
Todd, as always, a pleasure.
And we've heard from so many of you with your memories of childhood reading.
This is Samantha from Atlanta, Georgia. In the summer before I started kindergarten, my dad read me The Hobbit in his beautiful baritone. My mom also read to us, but that book sticks out because my dad didn't get a lot of time with us, and it established me as a lover of tales of fantasy in general.
This is Gwen from Auburn, Massachusetts. My mom bought the Dandelion Library. They had two stories to each hardcover. She would read one story, then turn it over to read the other one. I remember her reading Babar stories to us. Wonderful memories.
Hi, this is Anne. I'm calling from Oberlin. The book that sticks in my mind is A Wrinkle in Time, because the characters let me see beyond social limits, and as an awkward adolescent, it's helped me.
This is Renee KB in Chicago. My dad read Old Yeller to us. I don't remember the story, but I cherish the memory of his voice.
This is Erin from Southampton, and as a child, I loved every Dr. Seuss book, particularly Green Eggs and Ham. My father read it to me so many times that even now, as a 46-year-old, I can still recite lines with him and will often text passages from the book to one another. It's really one of the fondest memories I have of childhood reading.
Great memories from you on the books from your childhood. We want to hear more of your memories. If you haven't yet, give us your take at 8778-MY-TAKE. You can always tweet us at The Takeaway. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Todd Zwillick, in for John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.
The Takeaway is supported by Netflix, presenting The Incredible Jessica James, a new romantic comedy starring Jessica Williams and Chris O'Dowd, now streaming on Netflix.